Hi, Dale. This is Kevin again. I'm so sorry for all the phone tag.
It's all right. What can I do
How's
for you
been?
Today?
How's business? Do you remember the order, first of all?
No, I don't.
I had been working with Scott Berry to get that working capital loan put together for you, kind of secondary to Celtic for that buy-sell.
Yep.
We had spoken, and you were going to speak to, I believe, either your attorney or your accountant. I think you were thinking you're going to need like $850 over the $500 that we originally talked about, and hadn't heard back. I got a couple messages. I just want to touch base to see if that's an ongoing project. If you wanted us to look into the $850 for you, just kind of wanted to see what's going on.
Not right now, guy. I'm trying to renegotiate this whole thing. To tell you the truth, and you know, I'm not saying I'm gonna be successful or not. So, you know, I'll keep you in mind as things progress. I just got back today. I've been on the road since last Thursday, so I'm just playing catch up. But no, right now, I just don't think that type of loan will work. So, I'm in a crosshairs, to tell you the truth.
Okay. What is it about the loan that isn't going to work, or I don't know, is there anything I can do differently to make it work?
Well, really, you know, what I need, and I don't think you're the person to do this, but what I need is an interest only loan, you know, two and a half year interest only. These daily payments, you know, would just kick my tail as far as cash goes, guy. You know, I mean, we've hit the numbers and et cetera, and we just can't afford that.
Okay. Is the 800 or 850, is that still the mark?
That's still the mark, but I needed interest only, and that's the problem. It's going to take me a couple of years to write this. I mean, the business is a viable business, so please don't take it the wrong way. But I don't want to burden myself, you know, trying to grow this business, which takes cash, to actually, you know, have, you know, $50,000, $60,000, $80,000 a month payments. It makes no sense.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean that outlay seems pretty high compared to what we're looking to do.
I know that.
Because I think we're talking like maybe 25 to 30 a month, and I don't know if that makes a difference, but.
No, y'all were talking like, well, it was $2,200 a day, so that's, you know, $2,200 a day is $44,000 a month, you know, and you know, my accountant says I'm crazy if I do it. I have to resign and listen to her because she's been with me, you know, a number of years, and she knows our business. And she said, Dale, it sounds all great up front. Yes, you know, Scott told me we can do it and then refinance it later on, but what you're going to pay penalties and the interest you're going to pay, she said, you know, what we need to do is just find an interest-only loan. And so what I'm doing is exploring. I've got a farm that's completely sold, I mean paid for, and I'm going tomorrow to talk to a bank about, you know, doing a mortgage against that farm, which, you know, farm's worth, it's 464 acres, so it's worth about $1.2 million. So thinking about just going and doing that, which will get me out of my jam today.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, possibly, I mean, the best option if they can do that. It's just, you know, as you know, the banks aren't lending like they used to right now. But that's an equity-based loan, so that, you know, that may be, you know, a different story. Let me see. I'm trying to look. I'm pulling up your contracts right now to see if, you know, we're on the same page here. So was that number based off the 5,000 or the 850?
No, not off the 500. If you were on 18 months, you were on 18 months with me for at 500 at 2177, if my memory is correct today. I could be wrong, but I'm not at my desk right now.
And you calculated that at 5 days a week, correct? Not seven?
Yes, sir. That's right. That's right. But, you know, you've got 20, average 21 to 22 work days a month, you know?
Right.
So you get right. 2177 times 22, you know, it's a lot of cash that I need to market right. and grow this company, you know?
Okay. Okay, well, what I'll do, in the 500 obviously isn't going to work now, right? You had the sales that came in lower than what was necessary. Is the buy sell still on the table?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We're supporting ourselves now. You know, we don't even have a line of credit. We're supporting ourselves. And Celtic has extended it through the end of July.
I see. Okay, well, I will do some exploring. You know, I've been in this business for about 17 years, so I do have a lot of contacts, I have a lot of options. So I'll do some exploring to see if there's anything else we can do on more of a long-term basis. I wasn't aware that was as much of a concern, because it sounded to me like, you know, you were going to be looking to pay it off earlier, refinance. When we do that, just so that you know, there are no penalties, and we forgive all remaining interest when you either refinance on, you know, a different note to extend the term back out, or if you paid off early. So, you know, I would have explained that to your accountant had I known that was the issue. I was under the impression that the only issue was that, you know, you needed more than 500 kind of out of the blue, that was the only, you know, only real concern. So I was looking into getting that bumped up to 800, and you know, I had that available,
right.
But you know, it was on a similar program. So I'll see if I can do some sort of asset-backed, you know, program to try to lower your, you know, your monthly out-of-pocket expense.
If you can do that, please contact me.
Okay.
All righty.
I'll do it, and I appreciate the call back.
Oh, no problem. I return my calls unless I'm on the road, and that's where I've been, bud. Okay.
I understand. Okay.
All righty.
Well, thank you again. You have a great rest of your day, and I'll look into this, and I'll let you know what I find.
I appreciate it, Kevin.
You got it.
Thank you, man.
Thank you. I'll talk to you soon.
Bye.